You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For today's show, we're getting help from some of our friends around the Bay, and we're taking on a topic we're all curious about. First, here's a few stats to set the stage. On average, right now, a person born in this country will live to be 78.8 years old. Not bad. But life expectancy has actually dropped here for the first time in almost a quarter century. And let's face it, many of us don't really think about mortality all that much. So what happens after death? Well, it depends on who you ask. The team at KALW's Philosophy Talk took on that question, and we're going to hear what they heard. Here are religious views on the afterlife from members of a mosque, a Zen Buddhist teacher, a rabbi, and a pastor.
So the monk asks the Zen master, "What happens when you die?" And the Zen master says, "I don't know." And the monk says, "What do you mean you don't know? Aren't you a Zen master?" He says, "Yeah, but I'm not a dead one." "My name is Blanche Hartman. I'm a senior Dharma teacher at the San Francisco Zen Center. For myself, I have to say that I'm agnostic about past and future lives, precisely as the story says. I do not have a personal experience of past and future lives. My husband at a certain point was cogitating about past and future lives, and he decided to go over to the Nyingma Institute in Berkeley to see what they had to say. So he said to the person, if they're past and future lives, what is it that continues life after life? And the teacher said, "Never mind what continues life after life. What continues moment after moment?"
The Talmud begins to talk about a world to come, halom haba. It is not defined ever what it is. In fact, the Talmud has jokes. The rabbis are asked once while they're studying, "What will the world to come be like?" And they say, "It's just like this, but we won't have to go to the bathroom." I am Rabbi Peretz Wolf Prusan at Congregation Emmanuel in San Francisco. I am a Spinozan Maimonidean Talmudist in that I am fairly at peace that my ego, my identity, exists in the life I've lived. After I die, it would be impossible for it to continue outside of the life I'm living. There may be a new kind of spiritual entity, but it won't be me. It'll be different. So I fervently believe in this world, and I do have faith that there might be an existence after this life, but I may not be the I that goes into it.
I am Father Daniel Nascimento. I'm the associate pastor at St. Anne's Church in San Francisco. We long for something more, you know, in our lives, and so that something more is the transcendence, the eternal, so immortality. In our faith tradition, we believe that after a person dies, our soul returns back to the God who created us in love. I think of how when we were born in this life and the image of being born into eternal life, so all the people who've passed on, who have gone ahead of us, they're there also to celebrate our birth into eternal life.
My name is Abu Hamza. This is the At-Tawhid Mosque. أولاً قل لها الحمد لله نحن نصلي ونصوم.
We are not afraid of death for one reason, because we pray and we follow the orders of Allah. Therefore, if we follow and do the right thing and we are good to ourselves, to our families, to our neighbors, to our friends and to others, therefore we will be rewarded. So if death comes, we will face it. We know that we did all this years, then this person will feel that it's time for me. It is logical. Heaven is something that the human mind cannot understand or comprehend. It has every luxury that is a human soul can look for. So They will have pleasure forever. There will be nothing to do other than enjoying the immortality that God will give them. So we're not afraid of death.